I'm Stan Katz. I've been there, done that, got the bloodstained t-shirt. My purpose is to help you survive and thrive in a world gone mad. Welcome to Herding Cats. In the early 70s, I joined my older brother Colin in a business that sold motivation and sales training cassettes. It was one of the best decisions I'd ever made. For a year, I soaked my brain in motivational affirmations by some of the world's most successful people. The lesson that changed my life was based on a book by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich. The basic premise of this work was that thoughts are things, and that everything starts out as a thought. The affirmation, which I still repeat to myself twice a day, is that anything my mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. What's more, there's nothing capricious in nature. One wouldn't have the desire if one didn't also have the ability to make it happen. Those beliefs were to have a profound impact on my life. It was essentially my love of music that led me into radio. Equally, I had grown up escaping into radio's theater of the mind long before the advent of TV. At the age of 22, I had an epiphany. It was one night while driving my car and listening to Swazi radio that I knew instinctively I wanted to be a radio personality. My first inclination was to dismiss the thought on the basis that there was no possible reason why I could succeed at this. It was not as if I thought I had a great voice or an outgoing personality. In fact, I was actually quite introverted. But Napoleon Hill's words came flooding back to me. Anything my mind could conceive and believe, it could achieve. So I decided, what the hell, I'm going to give it a go. Most of the time when we get a hunch or an epiphany, we're quick to dismiss it. Don't be so quick. It's one's subconscious talking, which is the part of your mind that actually calls the shots. It's that small, quiet voice within guiding you. Another quiet voice within that needs listening to is one's conscience. But that's a lesson for another episode. Here's the takeaway from this episode. When you have a hunch or an epiphany, take heed. It's your subconscious talking. It might just lead you on unimagined adventures, as it did in my case. And you don't have to be in radio for it to work for you. Thank you for joining me on Herding Cats. If you enjoyed this podcast and think my lessons in leadership could add value to your organization, contact famousfaces.co.za. Tell them Stan sent you. Love you madly. Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.